And let's get more on that nomination from Senator Tim Kaine. He's a Democrat from Virginia and a member of the Armed Services Committee that will consider Carter's nomination. Senator Kaine, what do you make of the president's choice?
You know, I'm a big fan of Ash. In my role on the Armed Services Committee over the last couple of years, I've seen him as he's been really a chief deputy to Secretaries Panetta and Hagel, and I think he will do a very, very good job at a tough time in leading a big institution that faces a lot of challenges outside and a lot of budgetary challenges, you know, within the walls of the Capitol and the Pentagon. But I think he's going to do a very good job.
Do you see any problems ahead for him getting confirmed?
You know, even yesterday on the floor of the Senate, I was hearing colleagues, Republican colleagues, talk in positive ways about him. So right now, I'm not foreseeing challenges, but, you know, you learn not to take anything for granted.
Yeah, well let's shift gears here just a bit. You mentioned the challenges that the next Secretary of Defense will be facing, this fight against ISIS in Iraq and Syria. You're calling that a war. You say that it's illegal. Why do you believe that?
Well, I'm calling it a war because that's what the administration calls it. Airstrike campaign started on August 8th. First, it was defensive and purely within the powers of the presidency to defend the American embassy in Baghdad and a consulate in Erbil. But by the middle of August, it had switched to an offensive war. The White House, Secretary Hagel, and others were calling it a war on ISIL. The president said, time for us to go on offense. So the war phrase is the White House's, and it's clear if you look at the magnitude of it, 1,100 airstrikes, about 1,500 training and assisting combat advisors on the ground, another 1,500 or so on the way, paratroopers on the way, three members of the American Armed Services have already died supporting Operation Inherent Resolve, $1 billion thus far in expenditure. This is a war, and only Congress can declare war. And so we're now almost 4 months into it. On Monday it will be 4 months, and there has been no meaningful congressional debate, no meaningful vote in any committee or certainly on the floor of either House. And so I have been pushing the White House and my colleagues very hard to do the job we're supposed to do under the Constitution and give our troops the political backup they need of Congress saying this is in the national interest. That's why the Constitution is drafted in the way that it is. We shouldn't be asking people to risk their lives unless Congress has a debate and says this is in the national interest.
Does that mean you necessarily disagree with the president's choice, or you just want the chance to debate it on the floor?
You know, actually, I agreed with the president's strategy that he laid out in his speech to the nation on September 10th, basically a four-point plan for combating ISIL, which I agree with him is a very serious threat. I think he laid out a wise approach. I've introduced a resolution to authorize carrying out operations in accord with that approach. But what I can't understand is why the White House hasn't brought to the Congress a draft authorization, why they haven't urged the Congress to act to grant an authorization. And I cannot understand why Congress, which is often very jealous of its prerogatives, we've got members of Congress now suing the president for taking executive action, but this seems to be an executive action that a lot of folks in Congress are glad for the president to take without their fingerprints on it, but it's one of the most important responsibilities that we have. So we need to get to it. There's no reason we should be adjourning and going home for the holidays while we've got servicemen and women risking their lives and missing their holidays fighting in a war thousands of miles from home.
Oh, well, Senator Rand Paul has said he wants an actual declaration of war. Is that what you want, too?
I think the declaration of war sort of elevates the status of ISIL. They're not a state. They're not a state. They're terrorists. When we went to initiated military action in early 2001 against al-Qaeda, it was not a declaration of war because we didn't view al-Qaeda as a state or a group that would be subject to the kind of Geneva Conventions about war, which nation states are subject to. So I think the authorization for use of military force is the right phrase to use against a terrorist group. But generally, Rand Paul and I, you know, the title of our bills are different. The one I introduced in September, the one he introduced on Wednesday of this week, while the titles are different, the provisions are pretty much the same. There are one or two minor differences, but he and I both look at this just the same way, that you cannot begin this kind of a military action without Congress. It's in derogation of the Constitution, and it's not respectful of the troops that we ask to risk their lives.
But just yesterday, Republicans said that your push for a vote on this authorization of force was politically motivated, that you wanted to get everyone on the record on this boots-on-the-ground issue before Republicans take control of the Senate in January. How do you respond to that?
Well, you know, I have been pushing for this Peter, since May of 2013, we're now in the fifth month of a unilateral war without Congress doing its job. There's nothing politically motivated about this. I come from the most military state in the country, Virginia. We're very, very proud of those who serve. But we shouldn't be asking them to do a job that entails them risking their lives without Congress doing the job we're supposed to do and authorizing any military action.
Well, certainly any talk about war or, you know, this authorization of force, it becomes political whether you want it to or not. And many Democrats are with you in this criticism of the president. Do you see the president losing support within his party on this issue?
We're very mystified about why they haven't presented an authorization to Congress. But the good news is I think the votes are strongly in Congress in both parties to authorize the mission that the president described. This isn't about trying to do some kind of a gotcha about combat troops or not. Remember, when the president went to the nation on the evening of September the 10th, it was the president that said this would not be a land war using American combat forces. The authorization that we're proposing is not to limit the president. It's to authorize exactly what he told the American public that he would do. Now, we're going to act and we're going to support the president's announced mission against ISIL. And if we do that, we're much stronger as a nation when the legislative and executive are unified in support of something we're asking our troops to do.
Senator Tim Kaine, a Democrat from Virginia. Senator, thanks for your time.
Okay, thanks, Peter.